Brett Hollander back here on WBAL with the man who was all over SportsCenter last night, Mr. Chris Davis, first baseman for the Orioles. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I know you've been frustrated a little bit with some of your at-bats since coming off the disabled list. Did you sleep well last night?
Oh, I always sleep well. I try not to let this game bother me too much once I leave the field. Try to leave it here and work on it whenever I get here and not take my work home with me. That's something I learned a long time ago, but it was definitely good to get some knocks last night to hit the ball hard into the outfield.
Obviously, Chris, in the beginning of the season, there's a bigger emphasis, I think, on the numbers side of the game because you're always comparing to where you were a year ago. Not so much you, but fans, media, what have you. Are the at-bats, home run ratio, is it matching up? Where's your, especially with you, with the gigantic year last year, just to double up the amount of home runs that you had going into yesterday's game, is that a sense of relief that you're almost, you're statistically in a much better spot?
I try not to worry about statistics. I think that's something that Dan and I were talking about the other day is, you know, the statistics are for the fans, they're for the media, for people to judge you by. But, you know if you're doing your job day in and day out by the product that you put on the field, whether you're winning ball games, whether you're helping your team do everything you can to win ball games. But, you know, statistics are good. You know, I mean, they kind of help you judge how things are going, I guess. But at the end of the day, my job is not – you know, to go out there and try to hit home runs, just try to produce runs and get on base for these guys, drive me in and do anything I can to help us win.
Is there a sense, Chris, that this offense is really ready to bust out? Last night it really looked the part of the team we saw last year, and even without Matt Wieters right now in the lineup, is there a sense that this thing's about to really get rolling?
Well, I think it's just getting to the point in the season where guys are starting to get comfortable. You're starting to get over 100 bats, see some pitchers, starting to see pitchers a couple of times. And you get settled in. You know, I think that early on in the season, it was we had some tough road trips. The weather was not ideal. And, you know, it's always early, and especially for a team that hits for as much power as we do. It's going to take us a little bit longer to get locked in. So I think last night was a good sign. I thought we've been swinging the bats well lately, and hopefully we can continue to do so.
Chris Davis with us here on WBAL. And, Chris, I know you guys would never use this as an excuse, but there had to be some sense of frustration. You, Manny Machado misses basically the first month of the year, and then he comes back and you get hurt. Then you come back, then Matt Wieters goes on the DL. We're talking about three all-stars, three legitimate top of Major League Baseball at their particular position. Is there a sense of frustration that you've not seen a finished product yet and we're almost at Memorial Day?
Well, I think it's part of it. You know, I mean, it'd be nice to play this game and not ever have to worry about injuries or guys missing time, but that's just not a reality. I said in spring training, you know, if we can stay healthy, we have a chance to be a really good team. And staying healthy doesn't mean never having anybody on the injury list or never having anybody on the DL. It means being able to play at full strength for the most part of the season. We understand that guys are going to run into aches and pains. You know, it's a different game than it was 10 years ago. I just think that it's not realistic to say that nobody's ever going to get hurt. So I think, you know, we all obviously want to be at full strength, but at the same time, you got to rely on the guys that are in the clubhouse with you.
Chris, a lot was made after the game last night. You had apparently told people that you felt really good after batting practice yesterday. Can you talk mechanically about what happened there during BP yesterday, during your extra session? You showed up early yesterday to take extra batting practice at PNC Park. What adjustments were made?
Yeah, I mean, with me, it's, you know, I don't try to look at a lot of mechanical things. I think if it was as easy as just saying, oh, you know, my hip's flying out or, you know, my front shoulder's diving or, you know, something like that, it'd be a lot easier to fix. But a lot of times it's not that easy. It's more of a feel thing with me. And yesterday I just got here early and wanted to take some swings on the field and just try to get a feel for it. And I just realized that I wasn't really using my lower half. My hands and my lower half weren't in sync. And, you know, I was able to get that feeling back yesterday. And jokingly made a comment to Jim Preston. Of course, it got blown way out of proportion, and everybody and their dog made a comment about it now. So, you know, it's just one of those things that I was looking for that feeling, and I finally got it yesterday.
Chris Davis and over 1,200 feet worth of home runs last night in Pittsburgh. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
That's Chris Davis. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.